This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. In the news tonight, Samsung has sold more phones than Apple in the past quarter. Apple's One More Thing event, we got the skinny on that. McDonald's manufactured meat. Well, I kind of thought it was like that already. T-Mobile expands home internet. I want to welcome you to episode 1486 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, November 9th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, if you're brand new to the show, I want to welcome you. Welcome new listeners. Welcome all the longtime listeners. Thank you all for being subscribed and continuing to support the show. Definitely appreciate you. And of course, again, if you're brand new, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com when you're on the website. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter. All that's linked right there on the website. That's the best thing to do. Of course, if you got comments about today's show, it's easy. Geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com, or on Twitter at geeknews. You can join our chat room as well at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server, our Discord channel. That link's will be up in the show notes. If you're a cool kid, you can request to be on the Slack channel. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook as well. All the partner shows are linked at geeknewscentral.com. That includes the new media show, the Gadget Professor, GNC Week in Review. Those are great shows to get subscribed to. Of course, we got the Pro Gear site as well on the website that you want to talk about. And of course, link to our live page that's available all the time. Our partner shows, again, check them all out, get them subscribed to. Now, of course, this show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy. And we want you to take time, if you haven't checked out the offerings that we have for you, to please do so. All you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And when you're on the website, really, we've got savings galore for you. I made the wrong button push there. There we go. Savings galore, whether it be 30% off new product purchases or $499.com or newer transfer domains for new customers only. Or for all of you, $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain, or $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. It is time. It is time to COVID-proof and get something going. Get a website online, get an e-commerce site going, start a podcast, start a blog, or just find something cool to do, to talk about around the water cooler when we go back to that. What did you spend your time at home doing during COVID? Well, I built a website. I started a podcast. Those are all great answers. And of course, some of you have continued to be frontline workers or have not been off the entire time. And I understand that. But time to take a break from the drudgery of work. Put something together. Get creative. And again, you can save a lot of money at GoDaddy. Geek News Central listeners save an average of 87% per purchase on GoDaddy hosting accounts and an average of $3.50 on each GoDaddy domain name purchase. And again, all these GoDaddy coupon codes are not expiring. You can share them with your friend, family members, people that you know. And of course, you're supporting this site and our writers, keeps electricity on, keeps the insurance paid. This is a big part of the listener support of this show. Comes right here from the GoDaddy sponsorship by you picking up their products and services. So definitely check out all my November codes. They're all good. Get her done. Hey, everyone, how you doing? Wow. Well, I stayed busy here in the studio over the weekend. Yes, I'm working on something. And one thing I was doing was checking out some of these other social media platforms that are being in the news. One I tried kept logging me in, logging me out, logging me in, logging me out, logging me in, logging me out, logging me in. They really didn't want me on there too bad because they kept logging me out. And I'd have no idea reason why. But I did hear they've been having massive growth. So I really didn't get to sample too much of it because I kept getting logged out, which was irritating. And I've started a list of mainstream media advertisers to boycott As I said in the last show, let's starve. All these mainstream media companies don't support their sponsors. So start making a list and see who's advertising on those and making a note of it to not buy their products or services. So definitely consider that. I don't think very many people are going to do anything, so probably it's not going to help. Hey, Greg. Hi, Brad. Hi, Andrew. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for saying hi. Doing good, Greg. I hope things are going good for you and your new job. So check up with me sometime. Hey, it was a beautiful weekend here. I mean, crazy. Crazy. You know, I'm all dressed for winter now. And it was in the 70s, like 75 degrees. Both Saturday and Sunday. It was in the 70s today. And now we're going to get cool weather. So I've officially transitioned, though, trying to keep myself healthy. But I hate cold weather, but there's not a lot I can do about it. So one thing I've been having trouble with. You guys know I have a Synology network attached storage device for my NAS here. Works good for really almost everything, except the Macs do not have a hard time reconnecting with the folder that has its backups for Time Machine. And I almost have to like kind of handhold it to get them started. Once they start, they do well. But even then, I've had even the Mac Minis back here kind of drop out. Has anybody else had issues with their Macs trying to connect to Time Machine? It's really driving me a little bit crazy. It should happen automatically, and it's not. And if you did, what did you find for a workaround? You know, what was the what did you find there? So love to hear from you. If you found a workaround on a Synology, I know a number of you have them. I've got one here in the studio and one at the compound. And that one's more of a media server for me than an actual device where I worry about backing stuff up to, because everything's backed up here in the studio, or at least it's supposed to be. So if any of you run into any issues with Synology and specifically Time Machine reconnecting to the drive, complaining about it all the time, let me know. I definitely appreciate it. All right, so I got a great show lined up for you tonight. Kirk did a good job finding a good stack of stuff. News cycle's been a little bit weird. I think it's post-election something. I don't know. Just a little bit of interesting and, you know, a mixed bag of news. But one of the big things that came out today is Samsung overtook Apple as the top smartphone vendor in the United States in quarter three. Samsung's market share increased 6.7% year-on-year in quarter three, thanks to strong sales of its budget and mid-range phones. So they basically beat Apple by like 3.5%. So Samsung captured 33.7% of the U.S. smartphone market and up 6.7%, and Apple comparison held at 30.2. LG grabbed the third spot with a market share of 14.7. Now, interestingly, this is the first time since quarter two 2017 that Samsung has outperformed Apple in the United States. And I'm just thinking maybe it was because of the Galaxy Note 20. And again, their Galaxy 20 line, which they have some inexpensive phones, and maybe parents were, you know, not willing to shell up the big bucks for their kids to get a new Apple device. I don't know. And of course, unlike last year, Apple did not release its new iPhones in the third quarter. This year, industry analysts believe that this too played a part in Samsung's overtaking Apple in the United States last quarter. So we'll find out how this shapes out going forward. But nice to see Samsung doing well with their phone sales. So Apple's one more thing. It was kind of hinted to me. I think I got an email from one of you, or someone has said something in Facebook or something. So new MacBooks with Apple Silicon. So Intel, I remember very, very explicitly. Or, you know, very vividly, I guess maybe that's the better word, when Apple announced Intel in their MacBooks. As a matter of fact, I got the very first, my MacBook Pro, the first MacBook I had, had an Intel chip in it. And it was pretty special. So if this is what they're projecting, this will be the company's biggest product shakeup that we've known is coming out of for many, many years. And this year's Mac event, again, will not be like the usual fall refresh or even like the October 2018 event that brought the redesigned MacBook Air and souped-up Mac Mini. This time, Apple is transitioning to a new Mac processor, moving away from Intel to homegrown Apple Silicon. And I don't think, if we look to the future, it's been a long time since Apple made the switch to Intel. And I think they've had a good run. And this is actually bad news for Intel, but this is the start of a monumental product line transition for Apple. And really, for the first time, Apple will be controlling the brains of its Mac. Now, you think about that. And won't need to rely on another company to deliver the speed, efficiency, innovation it craves and or features. So, nuts to bolts, Apple Silicon's pretty... Well, especially, you know, with a silicon processor, that's a big, 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 big deal here. And, you know, this is not a complete surprise, as Apple already teased the new chips during WWDC this past summer. Developers have been testing Mac Minis with the A12Z Bionic chip that's in the latest iPad Pro. But even that's outdated. Apple has since launched the A14 Bionic and the iPhone 12 and iPad Air. And we don't know exactly what the new Mac processor will be like, but we do have some clues. It'll be a variant of the A14, and they're going to be built using the 5-nanometer process. So, and we're going to be looking, of course, for Mac-specific tweaks over the A14 chip. So, you know, I've been holding, you know, my MacBook Pro so far, right over here, tapping it, you know, very nicely. It's been operating quite well. What is the model on this? Let me see. I've got a, what year is it? It's a 2017 model. So I'm 3 years in on this MacBook Pro, holding so far, but about another year, it's probably going to be time to do an upgrade, but so far, so good. But anyway, guys, excited about this? You Mac users, you excited about this new processor? So what it's really going to be now is, you think about it, Apple processors, Intel processors, a little bit of AMD still, but Intel and AMD will be really resorted to Windows-based machines. So a true war once again. And processor speed is imminent. And many of you don't remember this, but processor wars were huge, 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 huge back in the day. And I think that this is what we will foretell. We'll see if that's what the case is. And with Dell and all the other companies that make Windows-based machines, whether or not this will become a new turf war. So exciting times. Robert says in the chat, I was going to get a new MacBook this year to replace my 13-inch 2008 MacBook, but I'm now waiting for the one with the ARM processor. Wow, so your machine's a 2008. That's impressive. Holy cow. That's we'll get Robert for the win. 12-year-old Mac already? 2008, are you sure? Holy smokes. That's pretty impressive. All right, so I'm sure many of you have tried the burger from Burger King. It's not a burger. It's some, you know, derivative of meat. It's not meat. But McDonald's is now going to reportedly create its own McPlant meatless burgers. I didn't know McDonald's burgers actually had meat in them to begin with. I'm just joking, obviously, here a little bit, but It'll be testing them next year, having already gauged interest in Beyond Meat patties. Huh. So they're planning to test a meat-free burger as part of McPlant menu options, expected debut next year. An executive for the Fast Chewin' reportedly said that the McPlant was created by McDonald's and for McDonald's, but apparently declined to identify their supplier. A spokesperson for Beyond Meat on Monday said McDonald's and the company's co-created plant-based patty that we part, excuse me, and McDonald's ran a test with Beyond Meat and Canadian branches last year. Anyone get one of these? So, we'll see. But I have yet to have an Impossible Burger. I just refuse to do it. I can't, for, you know, man, there's already too much stuff that's manufactured. It's not real. You know, the last thing I'm going to do is put some factory, I just doesn't fit right with me. And, you know, my family buys, you know, entire steers, pigs, lambs, and put them in the freezer. You know, we know what we're getting. We know where it's come from. We know where it's sourced. But, yeah, who knows? We've been eating this stuff out of fast food for years, so maybe it doesn't make any difference. T-Mobile has expanded LTE home internet to over 130 more cities. You're going to have to wait for 5G, though, but I went over to T-Mobile's website and tried to run my address, and let me try it again. It wasn't letting me. It wasn't coming up with a result earlier. And let's see if, okay, seriously, maybe. All right, there, it found my address. And it's checking for availability now. It's not coming up with an answer. So it must not be available. But, or their site is having issues, because that might be the actual case here. But my, oh, my, oh, my. Can't wait for this to be expanded. So, but it's going to be. The carriers rolled out LTE-based services over 130 extra cities spread around the state of Michigan, Minnesota, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and South Dakota, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Sadly, the expansion covers most well-known metropolitan centers on top of smaller locations, including the Detroit area, and I'm 2 hours from Detroit. Cleveland, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Pittsburgh, and Sioux Falls, all around big cities. Come on, let's go country. When do we get this? Come on, come on, come on, come on. They're definitely going for the density still, but where it's really needed is in rural America, and they're not taking advantage of that. Oh, Robert adds, he says, by now it's not keeping a charge, AppleCare replaced the battery twice for me, and he has to have the power cord plugged in all the time. But, you know, even then, pretty good for a 2008 machine. So this home internet, just a matter of time. Who's going to beat it, Elon Musk or T-Mobile? So, as I said, I've been experimenting and looking at different social platforms, but there is a good set of extensions for those of you that want to transform your Facebook experience. These browser extensions make Facebook, accordingly to the author's report here, way better. From seeing who unfriended you to removing those annoying boxes in the sidebar. So they've got some tools like Social Fixer. And they've got... what else? Facebook Purity is a tool that can overhaul many aspects of native homebook page. Some of the best features include hiding ads, hiding related posts, hiding upcoming events, and hiding recommended games. They've got the Facebook Demo Tricatcher. What is that? Facebook Demo Tricatcher is a Facebook add-on that hides these numbers. What numbers? Oh, it hides the number of likes and so forth. There's a privacy plugin, scene blocker, photo zoom, friends feed. You can see who's followed you, who's unfollowed you, et cetera, et cetera. But again, most of these are for Chromebook. So for Chrome. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You can check these out. If you want to make your quote unquote Facebook experience better, I don't know if it can be better at this point. 9 iPhone security settings and tweaks you need to know. And then everything about keeping your iOS up to date, using Find My Phone. I've used that a lot. Protect your account with two-factor authentication. Talks about using stronger passcode. Wipe iPhone data after 10 failed attempts. Be careful with that one. Disable Siri and other tools on the lock screen. Require attention for Face ID. So while you're in Face ID and passcode menu, you've had an iPhone that uses Face ID, you should also make sure to enable a few options that make it even more secure. So require attention for Face ID. Well, make sure you're actually looking at your phone before it unlocks. This helps reduce the chance of someone holding your device up to your face to unlock it while you sleep, for example. There's a turn off Safari autofill. So a bunch of stuff here. So if you're an iPhone user, definitely check this out over at makeuseof.com. Link will be up in the show notes. As well, 5 best phone trackers for extra security on Android and iOS. So this is where you can make sure your family and friends are safe with these privacy-minded GPS apps. I just really don't trust most of these. But 1 is Glimpse. 2 is Life 360. I know a lot of people use that. iSharing. Find My iOS Only. Find My Phone Whistle, Android only. So they have explanations here on choosing the best app for the best for whatever you're specifically trying to track or locate or do. So the link will be up in the show notes on that. GM is reportedly going to hire 3,000 people to help create high-tech future vehicles. The automaker is looking for people with experience in software development, Java, and other areas. So, wow, that's pretty big. So software folks familiar with Android and iOS platforms and individuals that can work with Java. So more tech going into these cars, as one would expect, being able to drive themselves and so forth. But put its money where its proverbial mouth is, GM has already transformed its Detroit Hamtramck manufacturing facility to solely build EVs. It's invested in its Orion, Michigan, home of the Bolt EV and the upcoming Bolt EUV, and it spent $2 billion at Spring Hill, Tennessee assembly plant to build the new all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. Our zero-emission all-electric future is now underway. Well, EVs are cool. Till oil prices go up, till electricity goes up. So when oil prices rise, when oil prices rise, so does electricity cost. So I know some people are still on coal or on oil that's been fracked. See how long that lasts. But you ready for $5 gas again? I don't know if I am. Verizon launches Gizmo Watch Disney Edition ahead of the holiday season. And yes, there is a Baby Yoda watch face. So shopping season is ahead here. Gizmo Watch Disney Edition. Guess it's definitely for kids. So the Disney Edition kids can have a character like Baby Yoda, the Mandalorian, Elsa from Frozen, as well as other Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars characters as their face watch. How much is this going to cost? You can pre-order the Gizmo Watch Disney Edition for $200 plus a $10 monthly fee, according to Verizon, of course. But if you pre-order the watch, you get $50 off if you purchase a smartphone. So there you go. Moving on. NASA says Jupiter's funky moon, Europa, may glow in the dark. How come they don't know that already? That's the question. They say if you manage to get to Jupiter and then looked at the dark side of its moon, Europa, you might be blown away by ethereal glimmer. The fascinating icy moon may sport a glow-in-the-dark night side triggered by blasting radiation. Scientists at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory figured out what Europa's glow might look like and how it ties into the composition of the moon ice, the team published a paper on the potential glow in the Journal of Natural Astronomy, Nature Astronomy, on Monday. So it might look a little blue. Maybe turquoise. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you to check that out. Oh, we already talked about that duplicate article. Best AT&T phones for 2020. Best overall, their staff pick was the Samsung Galaxy Note 20 Ultra. Best for less was the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE. Best wired for audio was LG V60 Thin Q. What else do we have here? Constant updates is the Google Pixel 5. Best affordable phone was the LG Stylo 5 Plus. Best foldable phone was the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 2. So that Samsung Galaxy Note 20 Ultra is one sexy mother. I'm going to tell you, it's a very powerful phone. If you're an Android user, this is the one to get. It has a big, brilliant 6.9-inch display, a Snapdragon 865, 5G support, 108-megapixel main camera backed by a 50X telephoto and an ultra-wide. Of course, it's water-resistant. It supports not just wireless charging, but reverse wireless charging as well. And it comes with a stylus that probably nobody uses. But that Samsung Galaxy Note 20 Ultra, very sexy. $1,079 at Newegg, $1,299 at Samsung. If you are military, you do get $150 discount, or retired military, you get $150 discount on any Samsung device you buy through the Samsung store. iHeartMedia teams up with Malcolm Gladwell's Pushkin Industry to make more podcasts. The suits are here. The money's here in podcasting. So iHeart and Pushkin Industries, the podcasting company founded by author Malcolm Gladwell, are teaming up. The company announced a new two-year partnership today, which involves iHeart selling all the ads for Pushkin's ad-supported show, while also co-producing a new slate of shows. Pushkin Up to Now worked with Cadence 13 to sell its ad. Big loss for Cadence 13. They keep losing business left and right, so we'll see what happens there with Cadence 13. NASA administrator says he plans to lead the position under the Biden administration. Well, probably was going to get fired anyway, because I'm sure they're going to get rid of every possible Trump appointee there is. So he announces a resignation already. He says that the NASA administrator should be close with the president. Says he plans to leave his position, the space agency, under the maybe Joe Biden administration, even if he has to stay. According to an interview he did with Aviation Week, Bridenstine said the decision would be to ensure NASA has the right leader who connects. So he's been there since 2017. So Parler, and I haven't created an account over there yet, because I really didn't know what it was about. And I can't imagine it being all conservative, but it says Parler, a conservative Twitter clone, has seen nearly 1 million downloads since Election Day, more than 500,000 on Sunday alone. Conservatives upset over the president's loss as a result of a surge of downloads for Parler, a conservative social network founded as an ideological alternative to Facebook and Twitter. According to data from Sensor Tower, Parler apps new saw 980,000 downloads in total between November 3rd and November 8th, with more than half of those downloads, 630,000, coming on Sunday alone. The total represents both Google Play Store and iOS App Store downloads. It's currently the number one free app in the iOS App Store, up from number 1,023 on November 2nd. It's also number one in the Google Play rankings, up from number 46 from previous week. I'm going to tell you, people are going to start voting with their feet. And so the divide will continue. Anyone says that the country is going to come together is fooling themselves, really, at this point. I truly don't think there's any going back for a long time. I think it's really, and based upon the vileness of some, I just don't see any reconciliation. I really don't. So time will tell on that. Just my opinion. Self-driving delivery firm Neural raises $500 million as COVID-19 boosts e-commerce. So self-delivery company Neural, whose R2 units has no pedals or steering wheel, only room for packages, said money has raised $500 million. So this is another company, self-driving firms, that raised big money. Waymo, of course, raised $3 billion, helping to boast a total raise in 2020 by autonomous car companies to $7.1 billion. As of November 4th, according to data from PitchBook, while that slightly exceeds 2019's total, it falls short of the record $9.4 billion raised in 2018. Also, far fewer startups are getting funded. And as tax breaks are taken off, we just wonder how many companies are going to be letting people go as well. So we'll see. YouTube Music puts more focus on personalized playlist. A new activity bar has filters for mood-centered playlist. And they're training up their game now. And it offers many more personalized mixes tailored to your moods and activities. You see up to 7 My Mix playlists on the home screen, all of which are updated daily. Each of them includes hours of music from a variety of artists with a blend of old favorites and new songs that are thematically linked for you to enjoy, hopefully. You can also check out a playlist called My Super Mix. It pulls together all of your music tastes and vibes together in one place. So, anybody tried this yet? These personalized playlists from Apple Music, or from YouTube Music, excuse me, YouTube Music. I wouldn't, because I've never used YouTube Music. I thought that I was so accustomed to seeing Apple Music. I think I said that at the beginning. So it was all about YouTube Music. Rick says, I've heard there are some techies leaving Facebook for Parler and other social media platforms. Let's get a list together. Let's get a list of all the other social media platforms and start sharing that on the show. So if you've got a, if you know of a bunch of alternative social, Mastodon is one. That's why the Geek News Central, geeknews.chat, is a Mastodon server. It's in the Federation. If you don't understand what that means, it's basically tied into all the other Mastodon servers. So you can see master discussions as well as the private stuff at geeknews.chat. So if you want to see what a decentralized social media platform is, go no further than geeknews.chat. Rick, on MeWe, here's the thing. MeWe is pretty much anything goes right now. So parent beware on MeWe. I mean, really, I mean, almost anything goes on that app. So be careful of MeWe from that perspective if you're a parent. Zoom is agreeing to bolster security following FTC settlement. The company won't have to pay a fine for the time being. They've already increased the security of Zoom so much. It's a heavy annoyance. It's really, really annoying. And you can't turn some of the stuff off. You can't turn it off. There's stuff, you either have to have user passwords or you have to be able to admit people one by one. It's really annoying. It really is. They went too far, in my opinion, in not being able to allow us to shut Stum off. But if the FTC finds that the company hasn't been adhering to the agreement and it faces fines of $43,280 for future offenses. So time will tell. Zoom took a heavy hit today financially when the, ironically, very suspiciously, the vaccine was announced, one of the vaccines with 90% efficiency. Amazing how that happens, right? Big Pharma did not like President Trump, but they will definitely love President Biden. So amazing how that announcement happened today. But anyway, with the announcement of the vaccine, you're going to definitely see some of these stocks that have been flourishing because we've been all staying at home go down. And time to get people back in the office is what it means. Comcast takes on Ring with its own DIY home security system. For when you don't need the whole security, for when you don't need whole home security. So that's interesting. Comcast takes on Ring with its own DIY home security system for when you don't need whole home security. Since when do you not need whole home security? I use SimpliSafe here in the studio. Everything I need, temperature, fire, CO2, doors, windows, movement. What else? I've got the works in here. And it runs on battery. It's wireless. So I'm pretty happy with SimpliSafe. And installed it myself, about an hour. I do have to replace the batteries in the sirens. They gave me a warning on that yesterday, said they were getting low, so I got to take the sirens down, change the batteries out. So that is one thing you have to do with most systems if it's not been hardwired into your electricity system, which, you know, makes it real hard to upgrade stuff because you're kind of tied to it. So anyway, Comcast is in the game. Uber share surged record as investors looked past mounting losses and toward a vaccine. So Uber shares were up 9% on optimism that COVID-19 vaccine is on the way. Amazing. Amazing. Last week, the stock jumped 30% as investors cheered the passage of California's Proposition 22, which will allow Uber to keep classifying drivers as contractors. So there you are. Tim Berners-Lee's startup launches privacy-focused service to secure your data. InRup wants you to control who can see your data. If you want to wrestle control of your personal data from companies, governments, hospitals, and organizations, a startup called InRup could be an ally. The company's idea, store your personal information separately and share only what's necessary with services only when you're accessing them. InRup's call these data collectors pods, and they can be accessed using the company's open source data storage technology called Solid. You could store fitness data, for example, then share it with your doctor, Solid app requested access, or you could store photos in a pod, pay one Solid app provider to pick your best shots, and then pay another to print them. So here's another company that wants to control your private data on their servers. Why not just put it on your own? Why not have it on your own network attached storage device in your home? The world's first crewed Hyperloop trip was a success. The test was carried at the company's DevLoop site in Nevada. So two passengers were fired through a 500-meter tube on Sunday. That's a pretty short trip. The company says it marks the first new frontier in the development of vacuum tube technology. So that's kind of funny. We talk about vacuum tubes. You think about radios, transmitters, ham stuff, old TVs. But now when you say vacuum tube, it's something you fly down. Company co-founder Josh Geigel and head of passenger experience Sarah Luchan were on board the first run. They were one of 40 employees who volunteered to ride in the capsule's other seat. The company says that both were given extensive tests and training to ensure they were healthy and prepared for the trip. Okay. What kind of G's did they pull? No video of this. In order to maintain a comfortable experience for acceleration braking, the capsule speed in the test was limited to 107 miles per hour. That's less than the pod's top speed, which maxed out at 240. It's hard to get to 240 in 500 meters. This is mostly down to the length of the tube. 500 meters isn't long enough to reach the sort of speeds that the company promises to reach. So only 500 meters. Yeah. It's going to take some time. Amazon Fire TV Stick 3rd Gen versus Fire TV Stick 4K. Should you upgrade? Well, link is up in the show notes for you to check that out. If you're due for a Fire Stick upgrade, this is something to look at. Online daters. This should not be surprising. Online daters are getting more political. Looking at trends for 2021, OkCupid has found that daters increasingly care about the politics of their dates. Just what we need. More like-minded people. Don't people like a little bit of back and forth? I don't think so. Increasing number of online daters say that they can't put politics aside when it comes to looking for love. New data on money from OkCupid Cupid, I was going to say stupid, shows that 69% of respondents in the U.S. said they'd prefer their dates to share their political beliefs. That was up from 61% last year. We have always been told never talk politics on the first date. I agree with that. Never talk religion. Never talk money. I guess that's not the case anymore. It's part of the pre-qualifying data. The Nokia 8V5G UW is HMD's first high-end phone sold by Verizon. It's basically the Nokia 8.3, but with millimeter wave. And it's launching at $699. So I think Nokia has a long way to go to get back in the mobile game. But this is a phone for Verizon, so they'll be selling that in their stores. Also, Amazon's new reward program gives frequent delivery drivers easier access to work. Now, what does this mean? Amazon's new rewards program gives frequent delivery drivers easier access to work. The Flex Reward program includes a debit card with cash back. So Flex delivery drivers, easier access to shifts based on the amount of work they've done for the company. A spokesperson from Amazon confirmed to CNBC. The Flex Reward program is in its early stages, but being rolled out to all drivers in the U.S., as well as access to shifts. The program also served as the cash back debit card, as well as discounts and financial services, launched in 2015 and now available in 50 states. U.S. Amazon Flex is a service that allows freelance drivers to sign up for shifts to deliver Amazon or Whole Food orders. According to CNBC, the new reward programs could incentivize drivers to complete more orders for Amazon rather than splitting their time with other gig economy services like Uber and Instacart. So they get a bunch of money back, I guess. Huh. So I think my son's doing Flex right now. Apple suspended key manufacturer for exploiting student workers. The company misclassified student workers to ensure workers to enable them to work overtime. Oh, surprise, surprise. Well, you don't have to worry about, this was in Taiwan. So Taiwan's Pegatron misclassifies its workers in order to allow them to work night shifts and overtime. I guess they can work day shifts. According to the report, Pegatron then made a massive effort to cover up the misdeeds, which Apple discovered several weeks ago. But has already said that the Pegatron is now on probation until such time as it can get its house in order. Employees are also said to have lived in substandard dormitories as well as working significantly long hours than was claimed. Other reports claim that workers were given insufficient PPE to work on hazardous production lines as well. So, well, at least Apple did something about it. Surprised this isn't a report out of China, to be quite frank. Again, Zoom and other stay-at-home stocks got crushed on the positive vaccine news. So Zoom video stock fell as names benefited from people staying home. Zoom video closed down 17.4%. So if you had that stock, fellow stay-at-home stocks Amazon and Netflix dropped 5.1% and 8.6% respectively. Teladoc Health slid 13.7% and Shopify declined by 13.6%. So this should not come as a surprise to any of us. The virus is over. I know it's not true. I know we had some high numbers here the last couple of days, so I don't want to make too light of it. Okay, that's going to bring me to the end of the show. Geeknews@gmail.com is your email address for me. Geeknews@gmail.com. If you have comments, want to hear from you as well. And definitely thank you for your ongoing support of the show. Thank you for supporting GoDaddy. Those of you coming in as insiders, thank you so very much for coming in and helping the show with your cash donations. It's greatly appreciated. Lots going on here. I'm going to keep my head down and staying positive. How about you? How you guys doing? Want to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. I'll be back with you on Thursday for another show. On our march to 1500, don't quite know when we're going to get there. Still trying to figure out if I'm going to be able to get back to Hawaii for Thanksgiving or not. It's just they're making it hard, very, very hard to go back to Honolulu with the strict requirements of having a COVID test 3 days before you get there, and you got to have it in hand when you arrive. Or you get, if your results are late, then you got to do a 14-day quarantine. You know, getting results back in 3 days, that's, you know, five, probably no problem. But three, it's a little insane. So, and they're serious about it. They'll arrest you and put you in jail. So, you talk about being strict, but their economy is suffering significantly for it because of the continued lockdown. But it is what it is. All right, everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for, again, being part of the family. We'll see you next time, everyone. Take care. GeekNews@gmail.com. Make sure you stay subscribed. If you're not subscribed, go over to GeekNewsCentral.com. Get subscribed to the show. Take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.